Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke and Lance Thomas got off, according to the information available. What a complete joke. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Raise your hand if you thought there was a snowball's chance in hell that Duke would get penalized for the blatant NCAA rule former player Lance Thomas broke while still a member of the Blue Devils' 2010 National Championship team. That's right, I don't see a single hand raised out there. It's okay because this laughable lack of litigation will just add to the divide over Duke basketball across the nation, with the pro-Dukies sighing in relief to themselves and the anti-Dukies believing more than ever that there's a double standard that Coach Mike Krzyzewski once claimed Dean Smith worked under. Thomas walked out of a Manhattan jewelry store in December of 2009 with $97,000 worth of bling, putting down $30,000 and promising to pay off the $67,000 and change in 30 days. That never happened, and the jewelry store eventually sued Thomas in January of 2012, almost 2 years after he was out of school. Oh yes, the store was paid in full, and the lawsuit settled within 10 days, with confidentiality clauses tighter than a Kim Kardashian dress. The NCAA does not have subpoena power and could not get anything out of Thomas, who originally promised he would speak to the NCAA. Sure he did, and sure he will. Meanwhile, Duke claims it tried to find out where Thomas got the 30 G's and why he blew off the 67,000, but said it also could not get Thomas to talk. Raise your hands if you think the Duke lawyers really told Thomas to keep his mouth shut and this whole thing will blow over. Yep, I see all those hands up there. Sure, we are sensitive over here in Chapel Hill after what we've been through the last 3 years, and it irks us that the impermissible benefit Thomas got away with is more than all the stuff that Marvin Austin and company received combined. The rule is that Thomas cannot get such a deal unless any student can walk into a jewelry store and walk out with the same deal. Even the jeweler said he'd never do that before he clammed up, likely on orders from a Duke lawyer. The NCAA could have ruled Thomas ineligible on that fact alone, but obviously has no nads. It's not that I want the 2010 NCAA banner taken down at Cameron. That would be unfair to John Shire, Kyle Singler, and Nolan Smith, who were the real stars of that team. But it is that Duke should be treated like everyone else, and clearly is not. Raise your hand if you agree with that. This is Archansky. See ya.